Those words are spoken to you here this morning, Lord. Claim them. Claim them. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and love for us. Thank you that you are who you are. And we claim you here this morning, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Ngā mihi nui o te ata, whānau. A reading from Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." Whakarongo ki te kupu a te wairua ki te hahi. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And te rongopai tapu ki te ritenga a Mark, te tiku, te tekau a upoko, ka temata te kaumatoru. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, beginning at the 13th verse. The little children and Jesus. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Te rongopai tēnei a te karaiti. This is the gospel of Christ.
Ata Marie. Good morning. I'm Penny Burton-Bell, for those that might not have met me. And as usual, it's lovely to be with you this morning. today, my focus is going to be on the gospel reading and on what it means for us. But I want to just start in prayer. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Short little passage, only three verses, full of emotions and feelings. The disciples seem to have forgotten what Jesus said in John 12:32, that he came to draw all mankind to himself, big and small, important and unimportant, popular and unpopular. He loves each and every one of us, and he desires to save us and to enjoy a relationship with us. He doesn't want anything to hold us back from this ever, never. And since we're talking about some quite strong feelings today, we're going to try something a bit different. And we're going to explore this passage further using our senses. So what we're going to do is a contemplative reflection on this passage, a meditation. It's not transcendental meditation, don't get upset. It's been around since Ignatius of Loyola, who was born in 1491, was doing it, and he encouraged this as a method for his followers to try. So you meditate on a scripture passage using your imagination, putting yourself into the story and going through all of the senses that you would have if you were really in that place, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling. All of these senses help to bring the gospel scene alive and give us a different angle with which to view scripture. So at this point, I'm going to stop teaching and I'm just going to be your guide. And I realize that for some people, this process is very familiar, and for some, will never have tried it before. So don't worry, whatever happens, happens. Just relax. Close your eyes. God is here. You are here. And imagine yourself in the scene. Okay? So if you just all want to close your eyes, and I'm going to start by reading the passage again. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. Take a couple of moments to imagine yourself in the scene as a young child, maybe 2 or 3 or younger, if you like. You are being taken to a place to meet someone special. How do you feel? Are you excited? Scared? You come to the house where there are a lot of visitors. What does it smell like? Is there fresh baking? Is it noisy? What is it like being a little person in a room of strange adults? In your imagination, watch the people in the house interacting with each other. Everyone seems to be focused on the man they call Jesus. Look at him. What is he doing? Read that passage again. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the little children in his arms. He placed his hands on them and he blessed them. Suddenly you realize that adults are talking about you. How does that make you feel? You see Jesus' eyes flash. He is upset with his disciples and he reprimands them. Then he looks round to you and catches your eye. What is it like to be noticed by Jesus? He nods at you and beckons. Do you want to go to him? Are you hanging back? Perhaps someone else is at your side. What do they say or do? Now that you're close to Jesus, look into his face. How does he look at you? Feel his gaze upon you. His arms go around you and he lifts you up. You are in his arms. How does that feel? Ignoring all the others, Jesus focuses on you. He speaks a blessing over you. Can you hear his words? Can you sense him? Relax in his arms a bit longer. What can you see and hear and feel? Perhaps you want to say something to Jesus. Perhaps no words are needed and you can just enjoy being there with him. When you're ready, in your mind's eye, look around the room that you're in with Jesus. You might recognize someone there, possibly even your adult self, watching you, the child with Jesus. Is there more to say or to hear? We're coming back now into the now. And I want to remind you that although this imagination is ending, you can return to this conversation whenever you like. Just take a minute to come back to reality. Okay. Not sure. Mark suggested that we might want to share with each other, but for me, that didn't really feel right. So if you want to, you can catch up after at morning tea. I just wanted to share a few reflections about what Jesus said about receiving the kingdom of God like a child, like a little child. Because I've been thinking about what it means for my life. I think it's really funny that, you know, we learn to say no at about the age of 2 and then we spend the rest of our lives forgetting. Perhaps very relevant just in the weekend that we've had, it feels like. So I just thought about there are some things which really mark little children, and the way that they react is different, isn't there? And the first one is that that little children live very much in the moment, don't they? You know, I mean, an ice cream now is a delight. An ice cream promised is hypothetical. And that delight is so wonderful, isn't it? There's a real awesomeness about it. Joyful moments for children are expected, and they are found, lots of them. I need reminding to do that sometimes, you know, just to enjoy the feel of the sun on my back and the spring blooms and the sound of laughter, to let joy well up and resound, to embrace the blessings that life brings. Another thing about little children is that they are so dependent, aren't they? They completely rely on others to get them from A to B, to keep them fed and clothed, to show them the way. And because they're so dependent, they have to be humble, don't they? Mummy, help me do it, is a phrase that we hear a lot at the moment with the little girl next door who's just turned 2. They ask lots of questions. Last week, our neighbour was walking her 2-year-old past our house, and a passerby stopped her and asked her whether she liked her shoes and what colour were they. Well, she wasn't sure. But for as long as we could hear them, until they were out of earshot, she was pointing at things and saying, "Mummy, is that green? Is that red? Is that blue?" Lots of questions. And they believe whatever you tell them. So it's important to ask the right person, isn't it? Children absolutely trust you. And we need to practice trusting God. Little children take people as they come. They don't expect everyone to think or dress or be like each other. Norms are not a thing with them. They're not interested in pretense. And they don't put on airs either. If it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. They are just who they are, and they expect others to be the same. And one last thing about them is that they're receivers, aren't they? I mean, they listen to everything, but they also receive. They don't have much of a contribution to make when they're that little. So they receive what they are given. And while independence can be fun, you know, and is well tested at two, they know when enough is enough. And there's nothing they love more than a cuddle. Just sitting in the arms of the one that they love and who loves them back. And their days are full of joy. If you're anything like me, you're going to find yourself revisiting this gospel passage again over the coming days and weeks, months, years even. I come back to this. And Jesus is always open for a chat. He loves to spend time with us. Remember how it says in 1 John 3, "See how very much our Father loves us. For he calls us his children, and that is what we are." So in this gospel passage, we're reminded that Jesus wants each and every one of us to enter his presence as we are, to be in relationship with him, and to receive the kingdom of God. He reminds us that we need to approach it like little children. We need to live in the moment. We need to let God be in control. We need to surrender our will and trust him. We need to accept others as they are. We're allowed to ask lots of questions. And we can just dwell in the presence of him, the one who loves us best, and receive. And in my experience, that resolves a great many things. I'm going to close with a blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, for you are a beloved child of God. Amen.
I think we can probably stay seated, or if you like, during the song, you might like to kneel and pray, however you best would like to spend this time with God. I was really conscious listening to Penny. Just, it's such simple theology, but it's so important to understand, not just in our heads, but in our hearts, that God loves you. God loves you. No height, no depth, no power, nothing past, nothing present, nothing in the future can separate us from the love that is found in Jesus Christ our Lord. So I just wonder if, as we allow ourselves to stay aware of God's presence with us today, you know, hopefully we came to church today just seeking God and wanting to be in his presence. And he wants you to be in his presence and speak into your life. And so I think as we gather, we're just going to play a very simple song, and you can sing it, you can pray it, or you can listen for what God will want to say to you today. Maybe let's start by closing our eyes again. You might like to return to the scripture that Penny was reading, that place that you imagined. God is here, present with us, moving in this place. to sing, you can join us in singing, "Oh Lord, You're Beautiful."
Oh Lord, You're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And
God to speak into this time in His presence. Open our hearts and receive. You're beautiful.
Just maintain this beautiful meditation as we come together to share in a ritual that has been given to us by God Himself. Know that the Lord is here.
God.